Speaking of History Podcast, episode number 215, watching the State of the Union Address through the eyes of Twitter, January 25th, 2012.
The Eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello. Welcome to the Speaking of History podcast. This is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to a podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history. Well, today I wanted to talk a little bit about an experience I had last night with the State of the Union Address. As a history teacher, I know that many of you listening that are history teachers or social studies teachers probably watch the State of the Union Address and talk about it with your students the next day. Last night, I wasn't able to watch the State of the Union Address live like we typically do. My wife and I are enrolled in a Love and Logic class offered through our district, and so we've been attending some of those classes, and it just so happened that that class happened to be during the State of the Union Address. And so by the time we got home and put the girls to bed and kind of settled down and stuff, the State of the Union Address was pretty much over. And so I did a little bit of grading. I was sitting at the kitchen table and decided to just kind of see what was happening on Twitter. And so I went back and I reviewed from pretty much about the opening of the State of the Union Address what was happening on Twitter. And so it's pretty interesting to not watch an event and then just kind of see it unfold in front of the eyes of the people that you follow on Twitter. So I currently follow about 600 people or so. I think I'm at about 1,700 or so that follow me right now. So, I mean, I'm a person that uses Twitter, but I'm not like a mega user or anything. But I follow about 600 people. And those 600 people, I, you know, typically, you know, look into a little bit before I decide to follow. So I follow a lot of history teachers, obviously. I follow some people associated with sports. I like different kinds of people that are writing about sports, especially sports writers and stuff. I've got friends that are on there. But I would say that the vast majority of them have something to do with education, which makes sense since that's what I'm involved with as far as a career and a passion and a living and stuff. But it's interesting to watch something like the State of the Union Address as you go through and you're just kind of watching everybody comment. Even though some people that I follow on Twitter I've never met in person, you kind of get a feel over time of kind of maybe where they're at politically a little bit or where some of their viewpoints are and things like that. And so it was interesting to see how the speech kind of flowed. You could kind of see people making some opening remarks about, you know, the beginning of the address and everybody clapping right away at the beginning and stuff. And then you got to the education portion. And then, of course, you know, teachers were making a lot of comments about some of the remarks about students being able to or having students stay in school until they're 18 or until they graduate. And some of the comments about, you know, stop standardized testing and things like that. And then, it, of course, it followed into the Republican response and things like that. So before I had actually listened to the president give his State of the Union address or even read the transcript, I was already getting kind of some of the sound bites. And I also follow some news sources, too. So I was getting some of the actual, you know, AP and CNN and stuff like that sources as they're kind of talking about what's happening in the speech. But then you also get kind of this flavor of, you know, if you were in a room with a whole bunch of people watching it, and you were able to listen to what everybody was kind of commenting on, you kind of got that at the same time. So, I don't know. It was interesting. Like, before I listened to the speech, I saw a person posted an image of the Wordle of the speech. And so you could kind of get a feel for what some of the themes were just by looking at the Wordle and seeing a graphic display of it. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know if that makes me more social or less social. You know, if I'm sitting here at the table and I just got done grading papers and, you know, I'm looking on Twitter and I'm seeing all these comments from all these people, but yet I'm not actually like physically in a room with a whole bunch of people watching it and commenting. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that the voice with which you speak should determine whether or not you're social or not. And I also probably don't think that it's the total number of people that hear you that should determine if you're social or not. So I think we're kind of in one of those kind of strange areas now where people are trying to kind of figure out what social media is. And, you know, obviously we've got a lot of people, a lot of young people, of course, doing a lot of socialization on their phones, on things like Facebook and stuff. So I know sometimes the older generation looks at that and says, gosh, you know, these people have no lives. They're constantly, you know, doing stuff online. But yet, in some cases, I'm connecting with people and having some very meaningful discussions that actually do affect my real life, if you want to call it that. Just because I'm having that conversation on Twitter doesn't make it any less important than if I was having it with somebody that was standing right next to me. And I think that as long as you're not avoiding your real life, you know, I don't think that my wife ever feels like, you know, I'm not ever talking to her or, you know, socializing with her. Most of the time when I'm, you know, socializing on Twitter, it's just when I've got a couple moments here or there, or I'm actually trying to find an answer to something. So I don't know. I guess I don't really know if this podcast has a specific point. I just wanted to kind of bring up that it just kind of feels like a lot of things are changing, and other things too, like sports. You know, sporting events are really interesting to watch while you're on Twitter. Because there's times where I'll watch like a college football game, and just by making a comment here or there, reading other people's comments, it's kind of like you're watching the same game and you're like in this humongous sports bar. You know, I can remember earlier this year when Oklahoma State lost to Iowa State. It was late at night. My wife had gone to bed. I was watching the game downstairs, you know, just kind of holding my phone in my hand, kind of twittering as I was watching it and stuff. And even though I was by myself watching the game, it was like I was having this conversation with like about a dozen people or so that were also commenting on what was happening. So that was kind of an interesting phenomenon. And that's happened more than once. It's not like that's just an oddity. But if you're watching a sporting event, or if you're watching an election, if you're watching a debate, if you're watching something that happens live on TV, for example, I know a lot of people have referenced the night that they announced that Osama bin Laden died. A lot of history teachers were online that night talking to each other, talking about, wow, how are we going to cover this tomorrow in class? What are some resources we can use? And there was instantaneously sharing going on about that event while the news was unfolding, like minute by minute. And so it's kind of a neat phenomenon. So kind of a ramble tonight. If you were listening to the entire podcast, maybe you've got some thoughts on this subject. Is using something like Twitter to watch an event or participate in a discussion about an event, is that more social? Is that antisocial? Is it a different kind of social? Does anybody else have the same experiences as far as watching an event and tweeting about it live? If you have any thoughts or comments, we'd love to hear them. As always, I have a blog that you can go to if you'd like to comment there. It is www.speakingofhistory.com. And if you have a direct question, you can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. I'll see you again soon. Bye.